Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you could join us on a very busy Friday night getting ready for state finals tomorrow at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in girls basketball. Got a lot of throughout the rest of the hour. We're going to talk to some more of the coaches plus some more boys games. Right now, though, busy weekend. Got to have a lot going on, and so you need the heavy artillery. The star of the show is Network Indiana's Eddie Garrison.
Thank you, Coach. One final hour here on Indiana Sports Talk. Senior night for a lot of teams tonight. We'll have six games on tomorrow's boys basketball schedule. At 5:30, Columbus North travels to Terre Haute South. At 6 o'clock, Medora welcomes Eminence to their home arena. Kip Indy Legacy at 6 o'clock will take on Indiana Math and Science. LaVille and Trinity Greenlaw will play at LaVille tomorrow at 7:30. Union City will welcome Union County at 7:30. And the final game on tomorrow's schedule in boys high school basketball, Pioneer and West Central, that is at Pioneer. Those are tomorrow's six games. A full slate of games tonight before sectionals start on Tuesday for the IHSAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. Cowan defeats Southern Wells by 3, 47-44. Covington falls by 22 to Crawfordsville, 67-45. Crown Point picks up a dominating win to conclude their regular season over Lowell, 74-51. DeKalb gets a much hard-earned win, and probably a confidence booster as well, over Northridge, 43-39. Delphi and Frankfort, 4 points separates winning from losing. Delphi with the 4-point win over Frankfort. Oak Hill struggles offensively in large part because of the Delta defense, 42-22 final score. Delta with the win over Oak Hill. Griffith in East Chicago Central, they go down to the wire, 67-66 final score. East Chicago Central with the win tonight. South Adams falls to Eastbrook, 54-42. Eastern Greentown defeats Carola Flora by a 3-pointer, 59-56. Hagerstown falls to Eastern Hancock, 61-46 tonight. Elkhart Christian, they are victorious over Argos, 65-50. Evansville Boss defeats Evansville Wrights, 67-51. Evansville Central, 53. Christian County of Kentucky, 41. Good win for Evansville Central. Evansville Day, they put up 80 points in their win over Duggar Union. They double them up, 80-40. Northeast Dubois, they fall by 26 to Evansville Minor Day, 61-35. Washington falls to Evansville Memorial, 67-51. Fort Wayne Lures defeats Carroll of Fort Wayne, 77-65. Chatard, they fall to Franklin Central, 64-58. 6-point victory for Franklin Central. Franklin defeats Jennings County by 11, 64-53. Frankton defeats Blue River by 7, 54-47. Fremont, they put up 71 points in their win over Bethany Christian, who scores 73. 71-63 win for Fremont. Goshen defeats John Glenn by 7, 53-46. Greencastle holds North Montgomery to 32 points in their win by 20. Greencastle 52, North Montgomery 32. In overtime, Greensburg defeats East Central 48-39. Hamilton Heights, Rensselaer Central. Hamilton Heights puts up 67 points in their win. They win by 12 over Rensselaer Central, who scores 55. Valparaiso falls by 3 to Hammond Central to conclude their regular season, 59-56. Ileana Christian, Hanover Central, the only double overtime game in tonight's action that has been reported, 67-66 in double OT. Ileana Christian falls to Hanover Central. Good win for Hanover Central. Harrison of West Lafayette defeats Lebanon, 62-53. Madison Grant falls to Heritage, 52-40. Highland They win by a dozen over Calumet 66-54. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Eddie Garrison.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Fun, fun weekend. I think it's one of the, you know, one of the great weekends of the entire calendar year, because you have the 49th annual IHSA Girls Basketball State Finals presented by the Indiana Fever and Indiana Pacers at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. First game of the day starts at 10:30. That's the 2A champion, excuse me, the 1A championship between the defending champs, the Lanesville Eagles, taking on Marquette Catholic Blazers. Lanesville comes in 28-1, ranked number one. Reminder, won it a year ago. Marquette Catholic, the Blazers are 24-4. The second game of the day tomorrow at Gainbridge is the 2A championship game between Brownstown Central and Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. Brownstown Central 21-8. Lures is 19-6. The 3A game starts at 6 o'clock at Gainbridge. That features Gibson Southern at 25-4, taking on Norwell, who has a record of 23-4. And the last game, the 4A championship game, starts at approximately 8:15. Features two really, really good teams. Number one, Lawrence Central, 29-1, taking on Lake Central, who is 26-4. We're going to talk with both coaches from the 4A championship game in this hour. And we'll also talk about the 2A matchup in this hour, too. So plenty of basketball to talk about. A reminder to everyone, you know this, but let me remind you anyway. Tuesday night, first round games in the sectional for boys begin also on Wednesday. And we encourage you to go, have fun, yell and scream for your team, be good sports. This is supposed to be about the kids, and so let's try to make it that way. And then we encourage you to join us tomorrow night, and clearly next Friday and Saturday, as we have sectional championship weekend next weekend. So these next few weekends are all about championships, starting now. So you got state finals here, and then we'll have sectionals, regionals, semi-states, and then the boys' state finals. And so the next month is a lot of fun. Also, a lot of tournament action coming up in college basketball. We know it's a full college basketball schedule tomorrow, but you're going to have the NAIA and NCAA Division II and III tournaments coming up in these next few weeks. You know, you have the Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference, as we mentioned. There's semifinals going on tomorrow. Some great matchups. You got two great matchups. These are at Anderson University. Manchester's taking on Anderson. Transylvania plays Hanover. So that's the HCAC. You also have the North Coast Athletic Conference, Wabash, in DePaul in that. We'll update you on that tomorrow, see what's going on. You have the River States Conference, IU Kokomo, IU East involved in that. The Crossroads League and the NAI, they have some regular season games tomorrow, some really, really good ones. Indiana Wesleyan's at Marion, Bethel's at Taylor, Mount Vernon Nazarene's at Grace, Huntington's at Goshen, and then St. Francis will be at Spring Arbor. They'll be ready for their conference tournament starting, I think it's on Tuesday, as they'll play. And that is always an incredibly competitive conference tournament. Probably three or four teams going to the NAI National Tournament, as they seem to do every year. Also coming up on Sunday, I think it's a great day if you can just hang by the TV screen. Purdue's at Michigan starting at 2. IUPUI at Northern Kentucky. It's a 2 o'clock start, too. Evansville's hosting Southern Illinois at 2. Purdue Fort Wayne on the road at Milwaukee. University of Wisconsin at Milwaukee Horizon League play. So the Horizon League tournament will be starting soon. Big Ten tournament will be starting soon. The Big East tournament starting soon. Clearly, we're at that time of year. Division II tournament. Rockhurst is at UIndy tomorrow in regular season play in the GLVC. So we're getting up to that point of the year. It's the best time. Obviously, look at your calendar. It's almost March, and that's why this is so much fun. But we still have a lot more girls basketball to talk about tonight. Again, Tuesday night, boys sectionals. But tomorrow, from Gainbridge Fieldhouse, got some great games. Scoreboard update coming up with Eddie Garrison. We'll come back and talk more girls basketball on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
A lot of college hoops action tomorrow. It all starts at noon on the Big Ten Network and on ESPN. Starting with the Big Ten Network, the Indiana Hoosiers are on the road at Penn State taking on the Nittany Lions. Indiana 14-12. They've lost 7 of their last 9, including their last 3. Penn State, they're coming off a win earlier this week where they outscored Illinois 8-2 in the final 37 seconds to win 90-89 over the 12th-ranked team in college basketball. That halted their 3-game losing skid. Tip-off between the Hoosiers and Nittany Lions is set for 12 o'clock Eastern on the Big Ten Network. Also on ESPN at that time, the red-hot Notre Dame Fighting Irish. The Fighting Micah Shrewsbury's have won 3 consecutive games. They won earlier this week on the road in dominating fashion over Louisville, 72-50. Syracuse, they picked up a win earlier this week, 87-83 over NC State. The Orange are 17-10, 8-8 in the ACC. Notre Dame is 5-10 in the ACC. Tip-off at noon. The Ball State Cardinals are at home against the Eastern Michigan Eagles. Ball State 5-8 in conference play, 13-13 overall. So with the win, they're above 500, then they should do so over Eastern Michigan, who's 3-10 in conference play, 10-16 overall. The Indiana State Sycamores are 23-5. They ended their 2-game losing streak earlier this week with a win over Valparaiso, 83-64. They welcomed the University of Illinois Chicago Flames to Terre Haute. And finally, the Butler Bulldogs at 8:30 on Fox Sports 2 are on the road at Seton Hall taking on the Pirates.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, high school basketball. Tonight, talking about boys basketball, some games going on. Seymour wins tonight. They beat Silver Creek 57-35 with me. Seymour's Kirk Manns. Coach, thanks so much for the call. Congratulations on a great win tonight.
Hey, thanks, Coach. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm not doing as well as you are, but I'm doing okay. Go ahead, Frank. I did not win anything today, just so you know. You got to be ecstatic about the game you guys played tonight. You know, great defense gives you a big lift going into the sectional that you're hosting, and you're taking on a really good Jeffersonville team. So I think tonight's an important night for you.
Yeah, tonight was important. Build some confidence and get a little more momentum, and we got off to a good start tonight. We got off to a pretty good lead in the first quarter, and we had a sizable margin by halftime, and then came out in the third quarter and played well again. And then, the game was pretty much in hand at that point. We got some good performances tonight. Michael Brooks led us in scoring with 19 points, and Jalen Johnson and Brady Harper both in double figures, and had a lot of guys, Brett Perry, that really dug in defensively tonight. We held a really good team to a low point total tonight. So it was a really good win on the road for us, and hopefully that'll carry over to next Tuesday.
That's the plan. And sectional week, you know this as well as anyone. Sectional week is a different animal. But you know you're going to have kids' attention because it's sectional week. You got some guys, this is the last time they're going to go through it. But you also, come off a big win on the road, as you point out. And so there are a whole lot of reasons for your guys to come into the gym and be excited next week.
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons to be excited. We've been playing well. And like I said before, they're a confident group. And they're a group that's playing hard. And, you know, there's no tomorrow. You know, hopefully we can lay it all on the line and play loose and play hard and play our best. I think that's the key. You know, just try to play our best and then see how the outcome is.
Well, you got to feel confident that you're playing close to your best, don't you think? I mean, at this particular point, you're playing well. You may be playing, you may have more, but you're playing pretty well at this stage.
Yeah, we are. We've had a good month, and we've continued to get better through the month too. So I'm happy about that. We've gotten better individually and then collectively, and so it's been a good month, and it's just here now. It's time to get out and play.
All right, tell me about Jeff. I mean, Jeff is Jeff, but tell me about this addition.
Well, they're really good,
yeah.
They've got size, and they've got guys that can play on the perimeter, good guard play, and they can guard well, and there aren't many. There aren't many deficiencies, and it's going to be really hard for us. So, you know, we've got to play a controlled game, and we've got to be able to keep them under control. And then on the offensive end, we've got to make some shots. And if we can do those two things, I'm hopeful and confident that game will be played at a good pace and a good tempo, and we'll see what happens at the end of it.
I would think that in a game like this, too, I think pace is clearly important for you. But being yourselves and playing the way you want to play, I would think is paramount in a game like this.
Well, it is paramount in a game like this. The game has to be played at our pace and our tempo, and we've got to be able to dictate the game and have it go that way. You ask all about Jeffersonville, they're good. They can get up and down the floor.
Yeah.
They can run and they can shoot and they've got size again and you got to keep them off the boards too fortunately that's something. We don't have great size, but we've been able to rebound the ball very well this year.
I'm sure you were with us on the pairing show, and I don't have to explain to you, this sectional is really, really good. I mean, you and Jeff in the first game on Tuesday, then B&L New Albany in the second game. Then you got Floyd there with a bye and Jennings County with a bye. This is a challenge. Not only for you, this is a challenge for everybody in this sectional, Coach.
Well, I think so. I think it's a sectional that who's going to play well, who's going to get off to a good start on Tuesday night and then get to Friday. And I think it's up for grabs. You don't want to leave Floyd out of there. They're playing better lately, mm-hmm. too, and they've got some guys back. They had some injuries and those things. So, you know, I think it'd be a fun sectional to watch if I were a fan.
Fun sectional to watch if you hosted a radio show, too. Trust me. I think it's great. I mean, I look at that and just, you know, looking at it from afar, literally from afar, I think this is as challenging a sectional as there is, and everybody says the same thing. But I mean, you know, I can see there's some stylistic differences as we talked about. Some teams are playing great basketball. Jennings County's had a tremendous year, as have you and others. And so, a lot of reasons for this to be good. But I appreciate the call tonight, Coach. Congratulations on this win, and best of luck to you and your guys next week.
Yeah, appreciate you. Appreciate the everything you do for high school sports.
I appreciate the kind words. I really do. Kirk Manns from Seymour. Coach, good luck next week.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Eddie Garrison, scoreboard update coming up soon. I tell you what, Eddie, I can't wait for Tuesday. Tuesday night can't get here fast enough.
Yeah, but before that, you got tomorrow night. You got to hand out some medals and ribbons.
You know what? Tomorrow, I mean, think about this. Coming up tomorrow, you know, I'm a septuagenarian. I'm 72, and I still think back. And I don't want to bore people with back in the day. I just think about these young ladies and these coaches that are going to go out there tomorrow for championships at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, and think that when they're half my age, They'll be looking back at some of the this. They'll look at this as the greatest time of their lives, as they should. And it'll be so much fun. And I think about the parents and the investment of time and money to get their kids to and from practices and travel ball and, you know, the whole routine. Everybody understands it. There's so much going on. And then the communities who have a chance to come and be a part of something that they might not have been able to do before. There's just something going on. And you know, the girls have been doing it for 49 years and the boys for 114. And just let that number sink in for a second. We've done this for over 100 years, and it's still unbelievably important to us.
Yeah, and the good news is for all those teams that are traveling to downtown Indy, whether that's tonight, if you're here, welcome, and hopefully you traveled safe. Tomorrow, if you're traveling,
yeah.
It's going to be sunny, cloudy, no rain, snow in the forecast, low 40s, so it will be much more accommodating compared to last weekend with the All-Star game around. And a lot of these teams that are competing tomorrow are looking for their first state championship.
Right.
So it should be a really, really fun time and a terrific atmosphere all day long tomorrow at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
You know what? I think it's what a cool way to spend a weekend. You know, come into town, watch a game, go shop, go be downtown, have fun. Plenty of things to do in downtown Indianapolis, thank goodness. And watch your team play and have fun, and make sure you do it all safely. And also make sure you join us tomorrow night. You're off tomorrow night. You're not working, right?
That is correct.
Why am I the only one who works all the time? Explain to me after 30 years why I am still the only one who works all the time. I haven't figured this out yet, and obviously I've done nothing to take steps to change that. But I'm the only one who's here Friday and Saturday night. Now, why is that, Eddie?
Well, you still have that coach's mentality, you know, working all the time, those late hours of identifying players you want to recruit, watching tape, getting ready for the next opponent, recapping the last game.
There's part of it. I mean, I've been in that routine for a long, long time. Eddie Garrison coming up right now with another scoreboard update on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Let's squeeze in some boys basketball scores from tonight. One final time, we'll preview tomorrow's IHSAA Girls State Finals presented by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. I'm Eddie Garrison with this Indiana Sports Talk scoreboard update. Indian Creek picks up a win over South Putnam 66-61. Louisville Trinity in Kentucky, they fall to Cathedral 50-40 to conclude the season. For the Fighting Irish, Riverside from Indianapolis, they finish on top over Anderson Prep 78-73. Irvington Prep, they score the most points on the night. They cross the 90-point plateau in their win over Eminence, 93-58. Big win for Irvington Prep. Castle falls by 21 to Jeffersonville, 79-58. Kankakee Valley, they top North Judson by 20, 63-43. It was all Kokomo and Flory Badunga's final game, 82-45 over Huntington North. A very dominating win on senior night for Flory Badunga. Couts, Tri-Township, 74-27. All Couts tonight, dominating win for them. LCC, Lafayette Central Catholic, they put up a 24-point win over Lewis Cass, 59-35. Angola just falls short of defeating Lakeland, 63-61. Chicago Innovation of Illinois, they are dominated by Lighthouse CPA, 75-47. Linton Stockton picks up a win in their regular season finale over North Central of Farmersburg, 54-44. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Eddie Garrison.
Eddie Garrison, well done. Well done, well done. All right, so Jace Hodge in with us. Hey, Jace, I know this is bad radio, but you and I talked about we have the Lawrence Central coach, right? We have her all queued up. Can we go ahead and hit that? Before we do that, just give me the sign whenever you're ready. Just let me know. Lawrence Central plays Lake Central for the 4A championship. Let's hear from, I think one of the cool things about what we do is we get a chance to talk to the coaches. Earlier in the week, my colleague, Brendan King, had a chance to sit down and to Coach Lampley from Lawrence Central. Here's that conversation.
Center Grove is very talented, as is playing.
IHSAA Girls Basketball Media Day, Gainbridge Fieldhouse. I'm Brendan King alongside Janon Lampley, the head coach at Lawrence Central. Coach, the Bears making their first appearance in the state finals. We were just talking off the air and your experience playing in the state of Ohio, but you yourself taking your team to the state finals for the first time. What's that feeling like that you did this as a player, be it in a different state, but now in the state of Indiana, you get to share your knowledge with a whole new group that's getting this experience for
Absolutely.
The first time?
Absolutely. Very similar experience. My high school, when I was in high school many moons ago, we hadn't accomplished hardly anything. And so to be able to win a state championship and earn a trip to the state championship, now watching my own team, having learned from my own coach, and I can identify exactly what they're going through. When I had that opportunity, you don't quite know the path. You don't know what's next. You just know, get out there, play and perform. And I think that's holding true with our girls as well. They really don't understand the moment right now, and that may be advantageous for us. Mm-hmm. All they know is get out here, play hard, sure, compete, and win.
What does it mean, I'm not sure if you thought about this, to sort of represent Indianapolis in this? Because in the grand scheme of things, teams are coming from all over the state. You guys from Central Indiana, you guys are kind of the crown of Indianapolis. What does that say about your program, the fact that you're in your second year?
You know what? I did look at that over the weekend, and one, there were some programs that their community was pretty impressive at our semi-state games. And then when they send out the information for the Player of the Week nominations, it had literally Lawrence Central as the lone District 2 member. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, these communities are going to show up and represent at this state championship. And it's just going to be phenomenal, because you talk about celebrating girls basketball. At the end of the day, we're celebrating girls basketball. But I immediately went to my social media platform and said, hey, we need everybody. Bring your family. Got to leave the dog this time, but bring everybody you know. We need support in this. And I have no doubt that the region is going to show up massively for this game.
Janon Lampley is our guest, the head coach at Lawrence Central. Coach, 29-1, impressive. But just how difficult to start is that sectional, getting out of that?
Oh my God, it's like a Final Four,
yeah,
in itself. And you know, Lawrence Central is a tough opponent, Lawrence North, and I mean, it's rough. It was one of the roughest things we had to do this entire season, but we knew that if we could get over that hurdle, that it'd be a little less turbulent, so to speak, because you're talking about beating an opponent for the third time, giving no disrespect to our other competitors. Center Grove is very talented, as is Plainfield, and they're young, and we know they're going to be back again. But I mean, that is a monster sectional between that and the Hamilton Southeastern and Noblesville. I mean, you put those two sectionals together, It's like the W, and then isn't that the WWE cage?
Yeah, right.
That's
still
what it feels
cage, yeah,
like. Absolutely.
Well, I feel like I can ask you about any section of the tournament, but you know, now to the semi-state, you mentioned Center Grove. The fact that you had to play them already tired, and I realize they were tired too from their first game, but
yeah,
how big of a challenge was that?
You know, for us, we prepared ourselves for that. We played in several games this season. When we did lose the game to George Rogers Clark, it was our first game that day, and then we played against Ryle, and we did that to prepare for our Marion County. The Marion County is two games in that same day, and then we went to another tournament in Hammond, Indiana, over Christmas, mm-hmm, to prepare for that moment. And so our girls kind of have an idea of what it's like physically, and I think that taught them how you have to take care of your body.
That's Janon Lampley from Lawrence Central with Brendan King. Lawrence Central taking on Lake Central for the 4A championship tomorrow. Kip Westner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine joins me. Kip, thanks so much for the call. All right, championship Saturday tomorrow. Four great games, don't you think?
Yes, definitely. Before we get into tonight's boys and tomorrow's girls, I want to share something here with you real quick. You know, I have a teenage daughter, and a lot of times we talk about highs and lows, either highs and lows for the day, highs and lows for the week, whatever it may be. And Tuesday encapsulated my high and low for the week, because the low was missing an opportunity to see Bob Lovell at the IHSAA media session, but the high was meeting Brendan King, and I hadn't met him before, so having an opportunity to see him was great.
Well, listen,
and I heard that interview with Lampley, so that was that's good times for sure.
You did not miss anything, missing me. Just so you know, I mean, I'm way overrated. So,
well, I heard you talking before about why you do Friday and Saturday night. I think your name's kind of on the show for the most part.
Well, so you know what?
But when you're around for 30 years, you can kind of just work it and just go with the flow.
You're kind. You're very kind. But I for 30 years have resisted. It's still Indiana Sports Talk. I reluctantly years ago allowed him to go with Bob Lovell edition. I fought that as long as I could because, you know, the show, yeah, I host it, and yeah, I started it and all that other stuff. But you know how this is. On a night like tonight, I don't have a show unless guys like you call me. Coaches like Coach Lampley and others, guys like Brendan King, do all the great things. You know what I mean? This is not a show you can do by yourself. I've never thought this is a personality driven show. It's always about the games.
Well, listening to Kurt Mann's on the way back from Evansville was good, and that's Seymour sectional is always good.
Ooh,
so I can't wait until next week for that. But I do want to tell you about my trip to Evansville, because when you're in a different time zone in the state of Kentucky high school basketball, you must be doing something with the Hoosier Basketball Magazine.
Right.
Rice was playing Bossy tonight, and, of course, Bossy's got this Tyrae Howell on the front cover of the Hoosier Basketball Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And for 3A, you know, they play a lot of 4A teams, and they were very good tonight, but Wrights has got a player that you're going to learn a lot about over the next 3 years, Jalen Mitchell. Listen to this size, 6'7" guard, but he's a freshman. He's one of the top freshmen in the state, handling the ball, shooting threes. He's very good. Bossy kind of got out and ran early, and they were able to win the game tonight. But one other boys' game, Jeff Robinson was at Park Heritage, and Trey Selsky, a coach's son, 30 points tonight as they beat Terre Haute South by 10 points, 73-63. So I know we need to talk about the girls, but I wanted to mention those two boys' games about tonight.
All right. Tell me what you think about tomorrow's matchups.
Well, in regards to the Hoosier Basketball Magazine, we had Lawrence Central number one, and we had Lanesville number one, and Norwell number three. So Hoosier Basketball Magazine is leaning towards those three teams. But I'll tell you, that Gibson Southern team is very good. They've got an outstanding junior-senior duo, and Lake Central have two seniors that are part of the top 60 senior workout that we'll talk about with that press release maybe tomorrow or next week.
But, okay.
The Marquette Catholic and Lanesville, that Class A to tip off the day, their top scorers are all underclassmen. And I think that that's one thing that we've seen regarding girls basketball in the state of Indiana, how the younger girls are able to lead their team and then have an opportunity to come back. So it's always great whenever you get an opportunity to cut down the nets in Indianapolis for the state finals.
You can hang on, can't you?
Certainly. Sounds great.
All right, we'll come back after this scoreboard update, talk more basketball with Kip Westner.
Final time with this Indiana Sports Talk scoreboard update. I'm Eddie Garrison. Let's preview tomorrow's four girls basketball state championship games presented by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever from Gainbridge Fieldhouse. All times are Eastern, starting at 10:30. 28-1 Lanesville looks to go back-to-back as Class 1A state champions when they take on Marquette Catholic, who is 24-4. They are chasing their third Class 1A championship in 7 years. At approximately 12:45, the Class 2A State Championship game will take place between Fort Wayne Bishop Lures and Brownstown Central. Fort Wayne Bishop Lures looking for their record-tying 7th state championship, and it will be their first since 2011. On the other side, Brownstown Central looking for their first state championship. They would clean out Gainbridge Fieldhouse, clean it out a little bit for session two. That starts at 6 o'clock. That will be the 3A state championship game featuring Gibson Southern and Norwell. Gibson Southern 25-4, Norwell 23-4. Norwell is playing for their first state championship, making their second state finals trip since 1977. As for Gibson Southern, they are aiming for their first state championship. Their last trip was 2002, so the winner between Gibson Southern and Norwell will have their first state championship. And then approximately at 8:15, the Class 4A state championship will conclude the girls' basketball season featuring 29-1 Lawrence Central and 26-4 Lake Central. Lawrence Central looking to become the third team in IHSAA history with a 30-win season along with the championship. Lake Central making their first title trip game since 1998.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. We were talking with Kip Westner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine before the scoreboard update. All right, tell me about these games. You got you talked about the 1A. Tell me about the 2A matchup.
Well, with Fort Wayne Lures and Brownstown Central, I saw Brownstown last week at Shelbyville and was really impressed with not only their balance. I think they have don't even have a double-figure score, but just their defensive prowess and intensity. They were ahead on Linton 23-19, and they only scored 3 points in the third quarter, but during the fourth quarter, they shut down Linton, who had a outstanding performance from the Brady Chambers girl. I think she had 28 points, but were able to advance the finals and then get past Eastern Hancock. But I'll tell you, that Lures team, they're long, they're athletic. This Addie Shank is a senior, 6-foot player that will be in our top 60 senior workout. So Brownstown's defense might be able to dictate the tempo, but the inside play of Lures, I think, will be key. We had Lures ranked number 8 in the Hoosier Basketball Magazine and Brownstown 18, so that should be a good game. And then in the 3A game, I mentioned the Gibson Southern with Gabby Fink, who's a junior, averaging around 19 points per game, and Chloe Graham, a senior that will be in our top 60 senior workout on March the 3rd. We had Norwell rated 3rd. And Gibson Southern 7. So two teams in the top 8 in the Hoosier Basketball Magazine. So this should be a really outstanding game as well. Norwell is led by Filling, is the way she pronounces her last name, Kennedy Filling. She was featured on the table of contents of the Hoosier Basketball Magazine. Mm-hmm. And so I think that 3A game will be maybe the game of the day. And then, of course, with 4A, you got two LCs. You got Lawrence Central.
Right.
And Lake Central, and same kind of situation with Lake Central. They've got two girls that will be at the top 60, Ayanna Bishop, who is pictured on the front cover of the magazine, and Riley Moloskin from of seniors for the Lake Central team. And then Lawrence Central, they don't even have a senior in their starting lineup. So I keep banging this drum about how teams are repeat, but the point that Lawrence Central does not have a starter in their lineup. Doesn't have a senior in their starting lineup. Mm-hmm. Marquette Catholic doesn't have a senior in their starting lineup. Brownstown only has one senior, and Lanesville's top two players are both juniors. Kind of leads to this trend of the rich get richer, but they obviously have programs. It's like every school has a varsity team. But if you can build a program with a feeder system and develop your players and you have success, those teams rise to the top, and it's well-deserved. So these 8 teams have really had outstanding seasons.
He's Kip Westner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine. Go to their website, HoosierBasketballMagazine.com. You already have the magazine, but just by the chance you might not have it, go there, order it, or call them at 317-925-8200 and buy the magazine. Kip, thanks so much for the call. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have fun tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Coming up, we're going to spend some time with David. Let's do it now. David Deaton from WKLO. David, thanks for the call. What men's game did you, boys game did you have tonight?
Brownstown Central at Orleans tonight.
Brownstown Central flexed their muscles tonight in this game, did they not?
Did they ever, Coach? They were fantastic. Efficient on the offensive end, great on the defensive end. They shot 64% from the field. They made 13 of 25 from behind the arc. And, oh, by the way, this kid named Jack Benter moved up to 17th on the all-time scoring list and had 25 points. He's remarkable. His team has improved a lot from last year. And, I mean, they're a fantastic basketball team. They're a team that's very capable, much like their girls, of ending up in Indianapolis by the end of the boys' tournament coming up at the end of March.
All right, David Deaton, hang on through this short break. We'll come back and talk more, okay?
All right, sounds great.
We're back on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Brownstown Central and boys basketball tonight, 78-47 winners over Orleans. From WKLO, David Deaton rejoins us. So, David, did we do okay on the pairing show?
Yeah, they did all right for sure, especially for the Orleans Bulldogs, the third team that we covered. North Harrison obviously got about as tough a matchup as they could get over there at Scottsburg with the Warriors. And then Corydon Central drew, a pretty even matchup with Charlestown. Those two teams played within 6 points back on January 20th. So all in all, not too bad. But, the Cougars, talking to Ross Schultz last night, they played Christian Academy at home, and obviously, they weren't thrilled about it, but Ross said, you know what, you got to play them if you're going to win the sectional anyway. So that's the way that turned out with that. So, it's definitely going to be a competitive sectional both ways at Scottsburg and Lagodi. Should be fun with both of those sectionals this coming week.
Please remind them that Greg and I are the messengers. This is in the classic don't shoot the messenger. So we are, in fact, the messengers. And We also recognize, we have studied it and taken the time. We understand just exactly, sectional by sectional, we understand who's happy and who's not. And so we share your pain. Now, take me back to this Brownstown Central big win. Jack Benter is Jack Benter, but this is a boys team. I tell you right now, they're playing great basketball. They have all year long, quite frankly. So what do you think? I think we may have mentioned it during the broadcast. I think they can absolutely join their girls team by playing for a championship. I think you have great player, great coach, and you have a balanced attack. I think you can make a deep run in the tournament.
Oh, I totally agree. They have so much size and length, athleticism. They have shooters all over the place. And if you put all your attention on Jack Benter, he can just find somebody who's open and they can knock down a big shot. So they just got a very balanced team. They're much better defensively this year. I was talking to their head coach, Dave Benter, obviously, before the game, and he said that the defensive end is something they emphasized during the summer going into the season, and they've been much better on that end of the floor this year. So they're as complete a team as there is, I think, anywhere in the state in 2A or really any class for that matter. And they've got a chance to make a run to Indianapolis, no doubt about it. And it's been 15 years since Brownstown last appeared in a state championship game. And this is a team, I think, that's Dave Benter's best that he's had in 26 years. So they've got a really good shot. Orleans did some good things tonight here and there, but the Bulldogs just didn't have the size and length to match up and made it a very tough matchup today for Tom Bradley's team. But I think they're still going into sectional as one of the contenders at Lagodi next week. So I think they'll have a chance to make a run as well in Class A. But this Brownstown team, definitely the most complete team we've seen this year besides Heritage Hills and Scottsburg here in southern Indiana.
He's David Deaton from WKLO. David, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Coach.
Thank you. My thanks to all of you for joining us. Thanks to Jace Hodge and to Eddie Garrison. Thanks to our great stations around the state to bring you the show every Friday and Saturday. Thanks to all of you for making us the most listened to sports talk show in the state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.